all of us multitask. Simply thinking about what we're going to do next is multitasking. Human beings are unique among animals in the degree to which we're able to carry out complex thought processes simultaneously. There are positions in society that have traditionally required a greater ability to multitask. We recognize them immediately. Train dispatchers, triage nurses, mothers of twins, commodity traders, kindergarten teachers. We assume all of these jobs require a high level of multitasking. We'll begin today with a visit to the busy air traffic control tower at Boston's Logan International Airport. Air traffic controllers take the lives of hundreds of thousands of passengers in their hands and deliver them safely to their destinations every day. How do they do it? Does it take a special kind of person? The Infinite Minds' Aaron Reed has this report.
American 1352, contact Boston Tower, 132.22.
It takes an elevator ride and six flights of steep stairs to reach the control room 19 stories above the runway at Logan Airport in Boston. The 360-degree view from the tower looks out over the Boston skyline, the harbor, the islands, the Bunker Hill Monument. Down below, terminals and runways fan out in all directions, and everywhere you look, you see aircraft. Airbuses and Boeing airliners, little commuter planes, and corporate jets. Some are stopped in their tracks, others just seem to be taxiing around. To the right, an airliner is coming into land, and you can see behind it a line of brilliant lights in its wake, all heading into Logan. The aircraft on the ground, the aircraft in the air, from the moment an airliner pulls back from the gate to the instant a captain turns off the seatbelt sign, one plane shifts, another one takes its place. The people calling the tune here in Boston are the air traffic controllers working Logan Tower. And it looks as if they're all doing a dozen things at once. Are they? Let's find out.
Delta 1140, runway inside. All right, to 360 for the localizer.
Inside the control room, it's noisy. And why not? There are maybe 50 conversations going on in here at the moment. Each of the five controllers on duty may be working as many as 10 planes at a time.
Contact Boston Tower, 132.22.
Regardless of what they're saying, the task is the same. Keep the aircraft apart, don't let them meet, don't let them touch. It's easy enough to do if nothing moves, but once a plane starts rolling, something has to take its place. Then things get pretty complicated. Mike Marshall works the tower at Logan. He brings up something that happens all the time at the airport.
And you've got one airplane that's crossing the path of three others at some point in time.
The task seems simple. Get that aircraft past the other three. The challenge is this. You could try to halt them in their tracks and let your first plane through. But you really need to keep those other three planes moving as well.
So if you think about this huge sewing machine, it's got three needles on it that are all moving at different speeds, you know, some because some of the airplanes are taking off, some are landing, and you got a bow and arrow.
So the planes have to keep moving. The laws of physics won't allow an airliner to come to a dead halt in midair.
Now you have to line them all up and shoot that arrow right through when all three of them are lined up at exactly the same time.
Suddenly, the simple task doesn't seem so simple anymore. To get one aircraft from here to there, not only do you have to tell that pilot what to do, you have to figure out what the other three pilots should do and talk them through their maneuvers as well. And by the way, you have to do all of this right now. That's why it's so noisy up here. Carol Manning is a supervising research psychologist at the Human Factors Research Laboratory with the Federal Aviation Administration in Oklahoma City. She develops techniques for recruiting, training, and monitoring the performance of air traffic controllers. The secret of air traffic controllers, Manning says, is to not get caught up worrying about any one particular plane.
Typically, there are so many aircraft that they have to deal with that they're not able to think in great detail about each one. But they have learned the procedures that they need to use and the strategies for keeping aircraft separated from each other.
If this all sounds rather abstract, it nonetheless has real-life consequences. On February 1, 1991, a local controller working in the tower at Los Angeles International Airport became, according to a federal report, preoccupied with another airplane and forgot she had placed a flight on the runway. The accident resulting from this lapse killed 34 passengers. In the end, if there's any single lesson air traffic controllers have to offer, it's this. If you are handling many things at once, you can't get caught up in the details.
Once they've been doing this for a while, the strategies have been overlearned, and the kinds of quote-unquote decisions that they're making are done automatically. It's happening without much deliberation.
Controllers handle millions of flights, or what they call operations, every year. In 2002, the most recent figures available, they handled 158,167,995 operations in the U.S. alone. And during that time, they made only 1,061 operation errors, practically all of them minor, like letting one plane fly within 5 miles of another. According to the math, you were more likely that year to be hit by lightning than have an air traffic controller make a mistake with your commercial flight. Committed to a series of actions involving numerous aircraft and the lives of hundreds of passengers, the task of the controller is not to think, but to do. At the busiest time of the day at Logan, the air traffic controllers can be handling as many as 10 aircraft at a time, but they are moving all those aircraft one call at a time. Again, Carol Manning.
There are people who believe that what appears to be multitasking is really sequentially shifting back and forth between multiple tasks. And with such speed that it appears like things are going on at the same time.
And maybe that's the lesson we can all take away from the control tower. It may be that at the highest levels, multitasking involves an illusion. It may look like a juggler has many balls in the air at once, but he's only touching one of them at a time. The best multitaskers among us might be those who have learned that they can't really do many things at once without sacrificing quality. For The Infinite Mind, I'm Aaron Reed.
That report was prepared by Jackson Brader and Aaron Reed.